It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, they are out with an annual Opie Awards in honor of National Sunshine Week that is underway. News leaders shine a light on access to public information and highlight work in transparency and accountability. Call in with your questions and comments about freedom of information and open government, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Bill Leaders is president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. Bill, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Glad to be here. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. I should actually say Happy Sunshine Week to you.
Yes, it's a very happy Sunshine Week.
Well, you know, promoting things like public information access and open records, open government meetings, just taking the temperature a bit here in Wisconsin. How are we doing with openness? Are governments becoming more or less transparent over time?
Well, I think Wisconsin has a tradition of fidelity to the ideal of open government. I think a lot of public officials are acclimated to the idea that it's the public's right to know, you know, what happens in meetings by government officials. It's the public's right to have access to the records that are produced and maintained by public agencies. I think those are concepts that are pretty well accepted here. You run into problems, though, in certain areas. There's various problems that come up in terms of the costs that are associated with obtaining records. There are some situations where authorities decline to release records where they should. We've had a couple of lawsuits involving those situations recently where the courts have ruled that the public authority wrongfully withheld information when the requester asked for it. So that kind of thing comes up, and there's a constant problem with delays in terms of records responses. So with authorities taking way too long to respond and provide records when they are asked to do so.
What do you think is the significance of transparency and openness of Sunshine Week and what it's promoting in this era of misinformation and in an era of low trust in media?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's one of the essential tools that media have to do their job in terms of reporting on what government officials are doing. But the open records law and the open meetings law serve everybody. From parents who are concerned about what happens at their kid's school to contractors who are looking to bid on public projects. They want to know as much as they can about the process. There's businesses use the open records law all the time to obtain information. So it's widely used by people all across the state. And it's one of the things that protects our democracy to make sure that government functions as well as it can.
I think that's a really good point, that this is not just about journalists and their trade and getting access to information. It's, you know, really everyone can be an advocate for transparency in their daily lives. It can affect many different professions.
That's true. And the corollary to it is it's one of the ways that public officials can build trust with the people they represent. They say, well, but here, look at it. Here's what we're doing. Here are the records that show what we're doing. It is a one of the mechanisms at their disposal in order to effectively represent the people that they serve and to show them that they are doing an appropriate job.
Well, let's get into some red carpet action, if you will, here. The council's Scoop of the Year award goes to the investigative series Cash Not Care by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And reporter Mary Spacuzza came on our program when the story was published to talk about prenatal care coordination companies in Wisconsin. Here's Mary talking about these Medicaid-funded businesses for new mothers failing to provide services but still collecting money.
When they filed their paperwork for their nonprofit, it is one person with all of the oversight. They're the only board member, the CEO, the founder, controlling, $1 million a year budget. Another founder that we looked at was making about 42% of the Medicaid money in a year was going just to her salary alone.
Why did this story win the council's Scoopy?
The records were an essential part of reporting this story. Without our public records law, the reporters at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel would not have been able to obtain the information that they did to expose these shadowy businesses that are ripping off the public in this important area. This has to do with infant mortality and the state's high rate of infant mortality, particularly among African Americans. They both shed light on why our mortality rate is so high, and they expose these businesses that are getting paid to do a job that in many cases they're not doing.
What are acceptable reasons for the government to deny a request for records under transparency laws?
Well, I tend to find fewer acceptable reasons than they do, but you know, you can withhold information having to do with some personnel matters, some ongoing negotiations. If you're like trying to come up, you're negotiating to purchase a parcel of land. That's a common situation where a public body might meet in secret to disclose, to discuss the amounts that they are willing to offer and counter offer and things like that to not give away the ghost. And there are some personnel situations, as I said, where there is a legitimate reason to withhold information. But by and large, public officials are expected to operate with a higher degree of transparency than public employees and public officials than ordinary citizens. And I think that's appropriate.
What are your rights? And then what is your path forward? What are your options if an authority denies your public records request?
Well, there are several things you can do, and one of them is to litigate. If you feel as though a record has been wrongfully denied, you can bring an action against the public agency or official. That's often a protracted and very costly process. We have a problem in the state of Wisconsin that was created by a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling last year, which kind of undercut the fee recovery mechanism that's part of the law. You're supposed to be able to recover the fees that you had to expend to obtain records that were wrongfully withheld, but the Supreme Court in Wisconsin kind of blew a hole in that by legislating from the bench a requirement that a judge rule on the case before you have the right to sue. And in certain cases, that doesn't happen. So there's now a legislation that's been proposed to our Wisconsin legislature by a couple of Republican lawmakers, Representative Todd Novak and Senator Dewey Strobel, which will address this problem simply and easily and permanently by establishing the right of requesters to recover the fees that they had to expend in order to obtain wrongfully denied records.
Bill Leaders heads up the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. This is a group dedicated to open government. Call in with your questions about public records or transparency amid Sunshine Week, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council is a nonprofit group working to protect access to public meetings and records. They announced their OPI Awards. It stands for Openness in Government, coinciding with National Sunshine Week. Call in about freedom of information, open records, what you wondered about how these requests work. 800-642-1234. Bill Leaders is president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, stays with us. Bill, you're talking about recovering legal fees and the high court, state Supreme Court, upending that practice. I'm wondering if you can connect it to your Citizen Openness Award and Friends of Frame Park in Waukesha. What happened there?
Okay, well, the case at hand involved a group of citizens in Waukesha who wanted to know more about a proposed baseball stadium that was one of the city parks was going to have a baseball stadium put in for a private operator. And so they requested records. They did not receive the records that they requested. They filed a lawsuit against the city for not providing the records. After the lawsuit was filed, the city released the records. And then the group said, okay, well, we've had to sue you in order for you to provide what you should have provided just for the asking, we want to recover the costs that we incurred to hire an attorney to bring a lawsuit against you. That's an expensive thing to do. And it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The authority fought the fee recovery, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court decided that in a situation in which there is no judicial determination made that the records were wrongfully withheld, but the records were just simply provided after the fact, that the people who had to sue to obtain those records could no longer recover their fees. That's a very bad precedent. It upends that fee recovery mechanism, which is essential to our law. It means that if you are wrongfully denied a record, you have the possibility of spending a great deal of money to obtain that record that was wrongfully withheld, and you'll get nothing in the end. That creates an incentive for the public authority to simply not respond to records requests until they're sued, until someone ponies up a large sum of money to hire a lawyer to sue you, and then you give them the records and they're out of all the money that they spent.
So it means like a government could hold on to public records until a lawsuit is filed and then just turn them over at that point, knowing they won't be on the hook for legal costs because it's a moot point now. They've turned over the records.
Exactly. That's exactly what could happen under this ruling. There's a case that happened in Dane County in which a judge decided that the public official broke the law blatantly and clearly, and yet the judge felt he could not award fees to the people who sued over that because of this Supreme Court ruling that was on the books.
Okay, we're going to move on to the NOPI Award, which goes to the Madison Metropolitan School District, or the No Friend of Openness Award. So this is a negative award, Bill Leaders. Tell us what's going on.
The Madison Metropolitan School District is a notably bad actor when it comes to open records. It has been sued at least 5 times in the last couple of years by requesters who sought records from the school district and either were ignored or denied. Parents trying to find out information about situations that potentially endangered their children. They've been just a terrible player on it. They say, we don't have the staff for it. We have an open position that we haven't filled. Really bad excuses like that. And we wanted to highlight this. This is a case of a public agency that we feel is being abusive in its failure to carry out its responsibilities under our open records law.
And in the interest of transparency here and fairness, we did reach out to the Madison Metropolitan School District for a response, but have not heard anything back as of this morning. So, Bill Leaders, how can transparency by schools, by politicians, other government authorities be improved? What would you say there?
Well, I think they need to learn a lesson from what's happening with the Madison School District. I mean, they've been sued a number of times. The public is ultimately going to be on the hook for some of those costs, at least the cost of the district defending against the lawsuit that it incurred by not following the law. These are all additional costs that are going to be borne by the taxpayer that could have been avoided if the school district just had a different attitude toward records, that they have a responsibility to provide records, and they will do so promptly and fully.
Talking about open government and their annual OPI Awards, Bill Leaders, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. You can join in along the way at 800-642-1234. Bill, turning this month, a Wisconsin appeals court ruling the state assembly violated open records laws. Assembly had rejected requests by media outlets for documents and then released the documents with redactions. The documents were related to sexual harassment allegations against a former Republican state representative, Stash Grzynski of Green Bay. What is your reaction to the appeals ruling?
Oh, it was a great ruling. They basically said that the assembly violated the law. In fact, they did say that, that the assembly violated the law by not providing information that revealed the actual nature of the allegations against Representative Grzynski. They said, we did an investigation. Here's some information from the investigation. But the media requesters wanted more, like, let's see the complaint that was filed against the representative. And the legislature said, no, we're not going to give you that. And the court now at the appellate level, which makes a precedent setting, has said that the assembly violated the law. So it was an appropriate rebuke. In a situation where it never should have been a problem. One of the things I wrote about this case a couple of years ago, and I spoke to Representative Brzezinski myself about this, and he supported the release of these records that were being withheld. He wanted those records to be released, and even still, they did not release them when the media requested them.
And I just misspoke here. Krasinski was a Democrat from Green Bay. In just a minute left or so, can you explain the balancing test and how it works in order to figure out whether there is an ability to release records?
That came into play in this case and often comes into play. Under Wisconsin law, custodians are required to perform a balancing test. They balance the presumed good of releasing a record against the potential harm from its release. And they can make the argument that it would do more harm than good if a record is released. Say it would blow a confidential informant's identity or some such. They can make a public policy justification for not releasing a record if they can argue that the harm from doing so is greater than the good, if they apply the balance in that way. But as what happened in this case, they applied the balance and said, oh, no, there's so much harm is going to come if we let you see what this legislator is accused of, that we're not going to do it. And the courts swooped in and said, no, you have to let the public know.
Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Bill Leaders is president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, a nonprofit dedicated to open government. You can find a link to all of their OPI awards at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.